Natalie Natus, the director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, has made time to talk to us here on 101.9 Chai FM today on this, the eve of Yom HaShoah. Tali Natus, good afternoon to you.
Always wonderful to speak to you, Simon, and to the listeners at home.
So, Tali, just put this in perspective for me, because there's a whole bunch of different Holocaust Memorial Days. What is this?
Absolutely. So of course, our listeners remember that on the 27th of January, there was an International Holocaust Remembrance Day, and that falls on the Liberation of Auschwitz Day, and this year it was the 75th anniversary of the Liberation of Auschwitz. But of course, we at the Jewish community around the world are always, for all the years, are commemorating Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, on the day that the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising actually started. And that is always happening in April. And this year, it is the 77th anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising that started on the 19th of April, 1943. And tomorrow, starting tonight, we, Israel, all around the world, are commemorating Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day.
So, Talia, somebody has pretty much given, I would imagine, a very large portion of your adult life over to Holocaust education. Here we are, 75 years later, saying never again. And yet in this last year, shuls have been attacked in Poway. Jews have been killed for being Jewish. Is the lesson of the Holocaust not...
So it is a sad reality, I think, of our times, that just so few years after, 75 years after the end of the war, racism, antisemitism, othering, xenophobia, homophobia is on the rise again. We did really think that when we said never again, you know, it would be never again to hatred and never again to attacking the other. But sadly, we do know that, first of all, genocide did happen again and again, from Rwanda to Cambodia and so on. But also anti-Semitism did not die after the Holocaust, and the attacks on synagogues, but also even during COVID-19, even at the moment, there are, you know, blaming of Jews, caricatures against Jews as the evil other, Zoom bombing and others are happening. And that is really, really devastating.
Are you hopeful that with Holocaust education, we might make some sort of progress to address the situation?
Always hopeful. Simon, you know me for many, many years. I'm the hopeful one. And I do believe that we do not have another way to do it. Education is key. And we in South Africa are so fortunate, because Holocaust education is compulsory. Every grade 9, every grade 11 history student have to study about Nazi Germany, have to learn the lessons from the Holocaust. And we are lucky that, percentages of anti-Semitism here are low. So we are very, very lucky. I do think education is key. And I do hope the listeners will join many of the virtual commemorations that are being held in South Africa tomorrow. We are starting early on, 9:45 in the morning, with a moment of silence organized by King David Victory Park learners, leaders, together with the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. You can enroll, you can be part of it and join this moment of silence that we are organizing, and a short commemoration, and then the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, together with the South African Holocaust and Genocide Foundation, the three centers in South Africa, starting the national commemoration at about 11:45 until 1:00. And this is also part of memory, but also of education.
Tali, I think that's a really important thing that you're doing. Just repeat, please, how does one access those particular sites, or which sites will offer the link?
All right. So if the listeners want to be part of the commemoration, the moment of silence, please will you write you can write to me even, and I will help you to join that commemoration. Because of security, we are keeping it quite tight. So please write to me at Tali, T-A-L-I, at J-H-B Holocaust, one word, .co.za, and I will make sure to include you in this and send you the link. So again, Tali, T-A-L-I, at J-H-B Holocaust, H-O-L-O-C-A-U-S-T .co.za. And if you want to join at 11:45, the national commemoration, please just go to the South African Jewish, SAJBD, South African Jewish Board of Deputies website or Facebook, and you will be able to see it on Facebook Live. So no registration is needed. Just join and listen to either from 11:45, including women's voices, so women singing, women talking, and from 12 o'clock, it's the traditional ceremony with songs, with testimonies, with messages, and so on. And also just to add that as of 6 o'clock tonight on our social media, the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, as well as our sister centers in Cape Town and Durban, and the SAJBD social media, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, you will every hour be able to learn something about a South African survivor that lived in South Africa, a South African, someone that immigrated to South Africa, let me say, so a Holocaust survivor that moved to South Africa, and you can learn something about them, about Ella Blumenthal, about Shlomo Pipes, about Don Kraus, about Irene Klaas, 24 of those survivors every hour from 6 o'clock this evening until 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
Tali Nates, thank you so very much for that. I certainly will be one of those who are going to take part in that. Thank you for all that you do and that important work in keeping the memory of the Holocaust alive. Somber day it is going to be tomorrow. That is for absolute sure.